a fruit patch or something like that, that when they eat it, it's the sweetest thing they have ever tasted because it's freshly picked. But Jesus is sweeter than that. Amen. Jesus is something that it was hard for me to understand. Even though my dad was a minister, I have to understand it for myself. I couldn't take his word for it. I have to go through things on my own. Just like my son I have now, I know he's going to have to go through some things that if I tell him, he going to still want to do it his way. All I can do is just pray that I have trained him up in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it. My job as a parent. But today's lesson, I want to talk to y'all about friendship and about friends, because we use the word friend very loosely nowadays. The title of the lesson, if I was to give it the title, is Friends, How Many of Us Have Them? This was a song wrote back in around 1984. I was a young man. And this song was wrote by Houdini, which is a rap group. But when you listen to the lyrics of the song, you sort of get a little understanding what a friend is. But I'm going to read some of the definition that man has put on friend. It says, a person whom one knows and with whom one has a bond of mutual affection, typically exclusive of sexual or relation. But then it even goes down further to qualify as a real friend. Tweet, if one friend needs the support of the other on a constant basis, such the person depends upon receives no benefits other than the opportunity to support and encourage. While the relationship may be significant in value, it can't be said to be defined as a true friend. But then it gives us another definition of best friend. It says the definition of best friend is a person whom you value above other friends in your life. Someone you have fun with, someone you trust, and someone in whom you confide in. The first person you call when you get good news or want to go out for a bite to eat. That's a best friend. But then it even goes further to saying a good friend. Along with good friends who are present, loyal, and honest, most people want friends who are trustworthy. If you can't count on a person, it's hard to consider them a good friend. So many different definitions of friend. So many different ones. Best friend, real friend, true friend. God just says friend. Judas was Jesus Christ's friend. It says it in the Bible.
Yes.
So it lets me know that when I have a friend, he might betray me.
Right.
If I have a friend, he might stab me in the back.
Yes.
If I have a friend, he might cause me to die. But that's from the scriptures, people, because that's basically what God is letting us know. You need to release the anguish and understand the meaning of friend. Judas sat at the table with Jesus. Judas had the power to heal. Judas carried the money. Come on now. Some of us don't even trust our significant other with money. So we really need to rethink this word friend. We need to have a better understanding. And today I pray that I could bring it out what the word friend means, because I pray that we can take this and have a better understanding when we go out and say, oh, that's my friend. Because Jesus didn't have a best friend. Jesus didn't have, say, oh, Peter, you're my best friend because you're the one that walks around with the weapons and the swords. He said, no, you are all my friends. See, that's something that we need to get out of saying, you're my best friend. Mm-hmm. You're my only friend. Mm-hmm. As Christian, each and every one of us in this building should all be friends.
Amen.
Regardless the hardship we go through, regardless the headaches we give one another, regardless of anything.
That's right.
Because this word is going to bring it out today about a friend. The lesson text will come from Luke chapter 5, but we're going to get there a little bit later because I want to give a real understanding of this word friend. And like I said, the title I got from a song, and I'm just going to read a few of the lyrics. It says, friends, how many of us have them? Friends, one we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go on the further, let's be friends. It's a word we use every day.
Most of the time we use it the wrong way. Now you can look up the word again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends because they have so many different meanings of friends, what I just told you, which came from the dictionary. We look to be with someone because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way and you're still real close to them to this day. Friends throughout the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And they're some we wish we never knew at all, but we still consider them friends. I'm not gonna go further in the song, but that was a song, like I said, made in 1984. And it still plays to this day. Few questions I want to ask the church today. For you guys that have pens, just take a little note on the bulletin. There's nothing you gotta show anybody else, but I just wanna ask you four questions. The first question is, how many of us have friends that we can call up at any time to gossip? Now I know, I'm not gonna say everybody else, but I know personally I had a friend that I can call up and talk about anybody and they would sit and listen. And other friends that if I talked about them, they would be like, I don't wanna hear that mess. So if you got friends like that, just put a little tally down for question number one. Number two is, how many of us have friends that you can tell, that you can call and borrow anything or even food or anything from? Y'all know the people that you could call and say, man, I need some money. Because some of us wouldn't ask our own family members for money. But somebody that you can truly borrow something from, even a time when you're hungry, got no food or nothing, that you could say, you know what, man, I'm hurting right now. And I'm not going to be embarrassed, and I'm actually, because I know you're going to never throw it up to my face again. But now let's go to question three. How many of you have a friends that you could call upon to do anything for you without questioning you? I'm talking about that friend that you can call up and say, come on, man, I got to go do this. And they said, I'm already dressed. I'm ready to go. You ain't even got to tell me what it's about, but let's go do it. Now, the fourth question I ask is, how many of those friends are in this church that meet all four of those qualifications? See, everybody in here should meet all those qualifications I just put out right now. And that's just being honest. If I call anybody in here, they should be like, brother, whatever you need, I got you. Mm-hmm. Brother, if you hungry, sister so-and-so ain't gonna know about it. Mm-hmm. If you need some money, I got you back. Mm-hmm. See, these are the marks of a true Christian and a true friend. See, we say, oh, best friend, this friend, that friend, but if they don't fit in this, we need to really consider our friendship. But let's go a little bit further now into this. Let's go over to John chapter 13. I'm not going to read it all, but let's read John chapter 13, starting at verse 10. Jesus answered, Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Those whose body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you. This is around the time when Jesus was washing the disciples' feet. Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him. That's why he said, all of you are not clean. Mm-hmm. But he still considered Judas his friend. He still loved Judas the same. The point I'm trying to get across is we need to love them regardless if they're going to cause ill will to us. Those are the marks of a true Christian, yes, and a true friend. Yes. Verse number 12. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. Verse 15. I have set an example that you should do as I have done for you. Verily, truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. I am not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen. But this is to fulfill this passage of the scripture. He who shared my bread has turned against me. He knew he picked Judas and Judas was going to betray him. He knew what Judas was before any of the other ones knew.
That's right.
We know some of the people we hang out with, they're capable of doing, but we still hang out with them. Mm-hmm. We know what they probably will cause bodily harm to us. They'll gossip about it. They'll talk about us. But what it's saying is show love. See, the example we're supposed to follow is Jesus Christ. Amen. That's a prime example. Mm-hmm. See, some of us say, I want to be like Paul because he cussed. He carried a sword with him. He did this. That's my example. Some of us say, I want to be like Saul because Saul persecuted the church. Some of us want to be like Thomas. Oh, I doubt that is real. But none of those are example. Jesus Christ is. Amen. If you're not willing to follow Jesus Christ, what's it for? Even when Paul talked, he said, be an example, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Yes. Amen. See, we missed the point. Mm-hmm. When Paul talked, he said, imitate me because I imitate Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. He wasn't saying do what I do. He said, do what I do because I do what Christ Jesus does. Yes. And when you get that understanding, you can be an example to all. Yes. But let's go further with this example. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. Once again, that's 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19. Now, these are all examples of who we're supposed to follow. It said, for this is a glorious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrow while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a glorious thing in the sight of God. We already know what Galatians 6 and 7 said, be not deceived, God is not marked, wherever so man soweth, thou shall he also reap. So when you do bad, you expect to get bad. But who expects to get good from bad when they're doing good? Nobody in here probably does. But it's a glorious thing in God's eyes when you endure. Let's go on to verse 21. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. Yes. Christ didn't do no sin. Mm-hmm. Christ was beaten and tortured and everything else, but not once did he say anything. Mm-hmm. So if somebody doing you wrong, you should be like, guess what? In the back of my head, it ain't no comparison to what Christ Jesus went through. I can't compare to what Christ Jesus did because he took each and every one of our sins away. Amen. So next time you're going through something, think about Christ Jesus before you start getting the blues. Yes. Amen. Before you start saying, oh, woe is me. Yes. I know it hurts sometimes because I know even with my son, sometimes when he does things. Mm-hmm. But guess what? As long as I got time to speak some words to him to straighten him out, that's all I can ask for.
That's right. Amen.
Because there could be something where he's gone or I'm gone. I ain't gonna never get to say nothing else to him again.
Yes.
So we need to consider these things before we just write them off. We need to consider some people in the church before we write them off.
Yes.
I know everybody ain't up to speed, but guess what? It's our time to help them out.
Yes.
Not to talk about them, not to tear them down, but to bring them up because we're supposed to be friends of one another.
Yes. That's right.
If you see somebody struggling, help them out.
Amen.
Don't sit there and be like, oh, it's not my job. It's the elders and the preacher. No, it's each of our job.
Mm-hmm.
Each of us have a job to do.
That's right.
As friends. But let's even go on further, because if you don't have a mindset of this friendship, you ain't going to do it anyways.
Amen.
If you don't have a mindset to follow Jesus Christ's example, you might as well not listen.
Amen.
You got to change your mindsets.
Yes.
In order to get where you're going to understand this friendship.
Mm-hmm.
People say washing feet. I ain't washing nobody's feet.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a mindset to do this.
Right.
And when you change your mindset, you'll change your whole outlook on life. You'll say, you know what, man, I ain't never seen something like that. People that work in gardens every day don't notice how beautiful flowers are because they see them every day. But when they step out and they finally look at what they have done, they be like, man, this is so beautiful. They realize what it is. Like they say, take time to smell the flowers. Take time to smell the roses. Don't rush through life. I know when I used to talk to Lil J, yo, I can't wait till I drive. I can't wait till I drive. Now, like, I wish somebody else would drive. Don't rush through life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush things. Take time to look and observe things. Take time to evaluate your friendship that you have sitting right in front of you.
Amen.
Like I said, a friend could possibly make you lose your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus did. Jesus lost his life to his friend. Let's go a little bit further with mindset. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Once again, that was 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Every thought must be brought into captivity to be to the obedience of Christ. Philippians 2, 5. Let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus. It's a mindset, people. Let's even go further. I'm going to be going through these verses, but you can write them down and go over them. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Once again, that's Romans chapter 8, verse 6. To be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. It's a mindset, people. Let's even go further. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So when you start getting upset, when you start getting mad, think on the good times. Amen. When the kids ain't doing right, think on the times when they was babies. Yep. The times you have to take care of them and cuddle them. The times you have to change their diapers. When your family ain't doing right, think on the times when y'all used to play together. Mm-hmm. When y'all used to run together. Think on these things before you say, I'm never talking to you again. Because you can hang that phone up and drop dead. Think on these things before you start getting angry, upset.
Yes.
Because you never know when your time is coming.
Sure.
Let's even go a step further in Matthew chapter 16:22-23. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen. Jesus turned and said to him, Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely man concerns. He have to put his friend in his place.
Yeah.
And sometimes we got to do that with our friends. Put them in a place. Mm-hmm. Peter was concerned about Jesus leaving here. Peter said, Jesus, you don't need to leave here. He said, man, you don't understand. You've been with me all these years and you still ain't grasping it. Mm-hmm. I came here to make sure you have forgiveness. He had to tell Peter, get thee behind me, because Peter wasn't talking in his right mind. Peter's mindset wasn't prepared. Sometimes we need to prepare our mindset before we start talking. We need to realize what we say can drive people away. Can drive a wedge between church members. Can drive a wedge between families. So we need to really think before we talk. If you feel in a certain way, do like Jesus, God himself did when he went to Adam. He waited till the cool of the evening. If you don't believe me, go back to Genesis. He could have went to Adam. Soon as Adam bit that apple, God could have went straight to him. Mm-hmm. But he said he waited till the cool of the evening. Sometimes you got to wait till that person cool off. Now, I don't mean wait no 5-10 years. It's been 50 years and I'm going to call him. No. Call him when it's time. Pray about it. But make sure you make that amends if they're your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what time you might have left. Amen. Make it right. And that's what we should all be thinking about. But since we got through the example and the mindset we're supposed to have, let's find out what Jesus really meant when he said Judas was his friend. Because people say Judas wasn't Jesus' friend. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Go to Matthew chapter 26, verse 50. Once again, that's Matthew 26, verse 50. It says, while he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. Now, this is after they done had broke bread, communion, and everything. He already knew what Judas was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Judas, one of the 12, with him, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs. Now, if I seen a large crowd of people coming through that door with guns and clubs, I'm going to reevaluate some things real quick in a hurry. I'm going to be like, do I really want to get beat for somebody? But my answer should be yes. Because we just went over an example. If somebody came in here looking for one person in this building, we should all be willing to stand up and say, you can't take them.
Amen.
Now, it's different if it's the police coming to look for somebody. But if somebody came through that door looking for one person, we should all stand up. regardless age, ability, or anything, and say, you know what? This is my friend. Let's keep going. It says, sent from the chief priests and elders of the people. Verse 48. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. This man had gave them a signal. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him. Verse 49. Going at once to Jesus. Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi." He's still greeting him like ain't nothing about to happen. And kissed him. Verse number 50. Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." This man sent Jesus to his death, but he still called him a friend. Some of us be like, I'd have tried to beat Judas behind before they got me. I'd have did my best to get him because I know what they about to do to me. So I'm going to get him. Jesus didn't even do that. Jesus said, do what you came to do, friend. Do y'all really understand that? When I said a friend could send you to death, a friend can backstab you, a friend can betray you. Jesus sat there calmly and said, do what you came to do. Our example is Jesus Christ, people. Our example is to be cool how Jesus Christ was.
Amen.
He went without any fights. He was a true friend.
Amen.
He was the friend amongst friends.
Amen.
Each and every one of us should fit that qualification.
Yes.
Each and every one of us. How do we expect to go save those out there in the world? And we can't consider each and every one of us friends in this building today.
That's right.
I just want you to really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it just till this sermon is over, really carry it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Don't let it just slip out and be like, oh, Brother Baker, that was a good message. No, think about what I'm saying today.
Mm-hmm.
Something needs to change.
Right.
But let's go a little bit further. To a friend. John chapter 15, verse 13. Once again, John 15, 13. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Greater no love. And y'all, that says God gave us two commandments in the New Testament to love. So greater no love than a person wanting to lay down their life. And I don't mean when you start getting up in age, well, I done lived and did my thing, so I'm ready to lay my life down for somebody else. I mean, at my age and any age, it says greater no love than a man willing to weigh down his life. But those are roles of a friend. But see, when you go back even further, God called somebody his friend too. He called Abraham his friend. If you don't believe me, these are some verses you can look up. 2 Chronicles 27. Once again, that's 2 Chronicles 27. Isaiah 41, verse 8. Once again, that's Isaiah 41, verse 8. And also James 2, 23. But see, when you go to James 2, chapter 23, God called Abraham his friend, but Abraham had faith with works. See, if you ain't got no faith and you got works, it means nothing. See, you can say, oh, this is my friend. I know he willing to do this. I'll do that. But yet you only call him every blue moon.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to have faith and works.
Amen.
You got to be willing to work on this relationship.
Yes.
I got to be willing when I see you in the building to come say hi to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not to just the normal people I speak to, but everybody.
Amen.
If I want to build a friendship with you, I got to be willing to say, hey, how's your day going? Not because you asked for prayer and then saying, well, what's going on? Tell me what I need to pray for.
Mm-hmm.
Next time I won't ask you for prayer. I just need you to pray for me.
Right.
I just need your help right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just need you to have some understanding. If I come and talk your ear off, I just need you to listen.
Right,
I don't need no feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need no help. I need you to pray to God himself for me to help me out. And maybe while you're praying, you can put something in there for yourself. We really need to understand what I'm saying today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about knowing everything everybody does. It's about having that relationship, because when you have that relationship, you're going to understand them.
Yes.
You're going to know how they feel when they come in here sad.
Yeah.
You're going to know how they feeling when they come in here not looking how they supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's a relationship. But like I said, let's get back to where I was supposed to come from. Luke chapter 5, and I'm almost done. See, because Jesus is a prime example of who we're supposed to follow. But see, there are some people in this Bible that were willing to be friends. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. On one of these days, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with him to heal. And behold, some men were bringing on a bed a man whom was paralyzed, and they were seeking to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. Now imagine 65 AD. This is before they had hospice. This is before they had bed sheets you can just go change. These people took care of this man who was paralyzed. And usually a person that's paralyzed from the neck down can't do nothing. Can't feed himself. Can't even use the bathroom on his own. But these people were willing to take this man on a bed to Jesus. Apparently they were willing to feed him.
Yes.
Change him.
Yes.
And clothe him.
Yes.
Now imagine going to get hay, because that's what you had back in those days, was hay. And this man's using the bathroom all the time. You got to get that hay and change it out, in and out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
See, most people complain about the little things we do today.
Mm-hmm.
These were true friends.
Yes.
These were friends.
Yes.
They took care of this man. Amen. They were willing to take his bed and take him to Jesus. Some of the friends we call, soon as you sick, ain't you going to go to the doctor? No, I need to be in the house of God. I need to go where I can get my true healing from. Now, I'm not saying don't go to the doctors. Don't say, oh, Jeremiah just said, come in here in 115 degree temperature. Don't do that. Go to the doctor. But you should be praying the whole time you're at that doctor's office, Jesus, make a way for me.
Amen.
I'm going to call some of the church members to pray while I'm sitting in this doctor's office.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get healed before you even see the doctor. Can say nothing's wrong with you. But let's go on further. Verse number 19. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up to the roof and let him down with his bed through the towels into the mist before Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
These are friends. Now, they didn't have no cranes back in the days neither. So they have to take this man on his bed to the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody call me and say, son, I'm going to be like, did you call so-and-so before you called me? Better yet, call 911. These mans went to the roof.
Yes.
Opened it up to lower him down just so he could be in the presence of God and Jesus. That's a friend, people. They didn't have nothing bad to say. They didn't fight back. They didn't complain.
Mm-mm.
They just did it because they were his friend.
Yes.
Didn't ask them, you got some gas money today?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't ask them for none of that. Just did it because they were his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know it was a struggle. This is a struggle just to get on a roof.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine carrying a whole nother person on a bed up there. And then lowering him down. You understand, this is 65 AD. This ain't 2019.
Mm-hmm.
These people were his friend.
Yes.
Let's keep going a little bit further. And when he saw their faith, once again, faith without works, people.
Right.
It's all coming to a head, people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He saw their faith. But see, they work because they want to bring this man. But they had enough faith that Jesus was going to heal them. He said, man, your sins are forgiven you. He said, I'm washing away your sins just because of your faith.
Yes.
He said, I'm about to wipe the slate because of your faith.
Yes.
But in order to get here, you got to have some works. See, I look at Brother Henry today, not feeling good, but he's still here.
Amen.
He could easily say, you know what? I got to be in the ER. I got to go do this. I got to go. His wife is not here.
Mm-hmm.
But he still said, guess what? I got a job to do.
Yes.
You got to start looking at the examples you have set before you.
Right.
Each and every one of us got them all day sitting in front of us. But do we really want to understand it?
Yes.
He healed him because of his faith and his works. Verse 21, he forgave him. And the scribes and the Pharisee began to question, saying, whom is this who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? You always gonna have a critic. You always gonna have a critic. All the time. Who is you to forgive? That's why I said, watch the company you keep.
Mm-hmm.
You call somebody and gets to talking about somebody to somebody else and they see you with them next week in the store.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they was bad. What you doing hanging with them? Mm-hmm. Girl, I can't trust you no more.
Mm-hmm.
No, I forgave them.
Yes.
I shouldn't even ran my mouth to you.
Mm-hmm.
I should have took it to my Lord and Savior.
That's right.
Amen.
But see how that wedge comes between? These people the same way. They wanted to, you can't forgive nobody of sins. You're not God. They didn't even know who they was talking to.
Yes.
Foolish people. But you know what? God and Jesus still loved them.
That's right.
Jesus still dealt with them. Let's keep on going, people. 22. When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, why do you question in your hearts? Jesus already knew what they was feeling. Jesus already knew what they was trying to get at. See, we can't do what Jesus did. But we have a feeling when somebody asking us a question, where they going with this questioning. It's up to us to respond just how Jesus did, with love and compassion. Let's keep going. It says, verse 23, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, are to say, rise and walk. Verse 24. But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home. First, he wiped away his sins.
Yes.
Then he healed them.
Yes.
We need to understand, we need to start forgiving. We need to start letting go. And then the healing process could begin.
Yes.
Amen.
See, Jesus forgave him, then he healed him. We need to really look at this example that Jesus is setting for us.
Yes.
If you ain't gonna forgive, how can you say we're gonna start the healing process when you ain't even said, I forgive you?
Yes.
We just gonna, and I don't like it when some people get together and they never even discuss anything. They just act like nothing ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5-10 years down the road, they want to talk about it. I don't even remember what happened.
Mm-hmm.
No, fix it. Fix it. Fix it. Don't let all the time go by and you still bitter and angry. You still holding it inside. No, talk about it. Discuss it.
Amen.
Jesus wiped away this man's sins, then he healed him. Let's keep going. Verse 25, and immediately he rose up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home.
Amen.
Glorifying God.
Amen.
Don't it feel so good where you can talk to somebody and know there's not going to be ever said to another person?
Yes.
Don't it feel so good when you can just ask somebody for something and know they ain't going to never do nothing to harm you?
Yes.
It gives you a feeling down inside. Church today, we all supposed to have that feeling amongst every single one of us. Not just those we say best friend, true friend, real friend, good friend, but friend. We've seen an example of a man who was willing to take care of this man and bring him to Jesus Christ to get healed. With no buts, ends, or buts about it. They just did it.
Yes, sir.
didn't worry about their well-being. They was worried about their friend well-being.
Yes.
And imagine, like I said, back in that time, how hard it was to feed yourself, yes, let alone take care of somebody else.
Amen.
We need to really rethink some things today, church. We really need to have some understanding. Verse 26, and I'm almost done here. And amazement seized them all. And they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, we have seen extraordinary things today. Mm-hmm. The same people that said this was blasphemy hopped on the bandwagon.
Okay.
The same people that said you can't forgive nobody was like, no, you are who you say you are.
Right.
See, when we go and say you my friend, we got to live up to that. The same thing when we say we are Christians, we got to live up to that.
Yes.
We can't be Christians Sunday, Wednesday, every now and then we'll meet Fridays. No, we got to be Christians 24/7.
Yes.
There's a slogan, Motoway said, the light is always on. Our light needs to be on at all times.
Amen.
It never needs to turn off. We need to really consider these things when I say friend. We need to consider, oh, my son, my kids are my best friends. But when they defy me, you know how it goes. No, I don't. Because Jesus Christ was sent to his death by his friend. Jesus Christ got beat, drugged, spit on, and everything else.
Yes.
But yet he said, do what you got to do, friend. People today, I want y'all to really think about what I've said. I want you to really consider who you call friend.
Yes.
What type of relationship you have with this person? What type of relationship do you just have in this building today,
yes,
with one another? Not to just, oh, I say hi to them. Oh, yeah, they be going out the door, this and that. No, if you really want to build a relationship, each and every one of us could do that. They give us a directory with everybody number on it. And not only that, they give us a directory with their addresses on it.
Mm-hmm.
All you do, like I said, you come to my house, call before you come, because I don't know, prepare. That's all I'm saying. And not to put on the front, but just let me know, because I might not be there. We go places all the time. But you're more than welcome as a friend.
Amen.
All I'm saying is we really need to stop faking the funk and doing what we're supposed to do as Christians.
Amen.
Look into our own self before we start pointing out things in everybody else's life.
Right.
I guarantee you, if you look hard enough, you're going to find something wrong in your life. But guess what? We got a God that loves us regardless.
Amen.
Like I said, God loves us all, and we should love one another.
Amen.
Thank y'all for your time. Y'all be blessed today.
Amen.